Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. We've got rain. We will have rain tomorrow. We will have rain the day after that. And we will have rain the day after that. Some of it is as a result of Hurricane Helene, now a Category 3 hurricane. But it does look like it's going to be, for us anyway, mostly rain. Now, there are very, very strong winds further south. We'll keep you updated on all of that. I am absolutely amazed that this Susanna Gibson, who is only noteworthy because of her porno videos, is now trying to claim she's a victim of something. And if I understand it correctly, she's set up a nonprofit. Can you make donations to the nonprofit with the porno site's tokens, I wonder? No? Okay. Well, anyway, you know, our pal Mike Dickinson has been all over this case and has followed it from beginning to end. And we reached out to get him on today to talk a little bit about it. Mike, I appreciate you squeezing us in here, bud.
Anytime to tell the truth about Susanna Gibson. I mean, this lady is such a clown. She continues to play. I don't know if she's delusional or she's mentally ill. I think Susanna Gibson's mentally ill that she continues to play the victim in this.
Well, it's funny you started with that, because that's exactly what I wanted to ask you. Is she just bat crap crazy? Is she delusional? How do you do that? And remind everybody, just so we're all clear, remind everybody about this porno website that she was part of. What was it, and what was she doing, and how were they doing it?
So Susanna Gibson, as many people know, she was a Democrat running for House of Delegates in Henrico County. It was uncovered during her candidacy that she was performing sex shows online with her husband, with herself, talking about doing them with the pizza man if he came to the door, and soliciting money to do these shows. She's not a victim. So she wants you to believe that she was, it was a hacking, someone hacked her phone, the pictures were put out there without her consent, it's a spy camera, she's human trafficked, and that's all a load of BS. She signed up to go onto a website. She signed up to stream images and videos of herself and her husband doing all of these things. And then now she wants to be the victim. She made money off of this. I don't know how many tokens she made or how much money she made. She must have not been very good at it, because now trying to take it all back, but it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Once you put a picture of yourself on the internet that you put on there consensually, which is what she did, it's out there forever. I'm sorry, Susanna. You made that choice. I hope it was worth the 10 tokens you got to be naked on the internet, because that image is going to last forever, Susanna. And no matter how much you cry about it, it's not going away.
And let's be honest, I'm not necessarily suggesting people go and look at it. She was a lot more than naked, Michael.
It was sex acts going on. She was talking about, filth, carnality. Yep. The people listening probably haven't seen that, but some people may have. I don't know. The ones that go to clubs might have. But she was very, very, very nasty. Very nasty.
Yeah. It was, you know, the way she's presenting it, and we all need to be clear on this, those of us that have actually followed the story, she's making it sound as if she and her husband, so deeply in love, were, you know, they were just so happy together, and they were talking about their kids, and they were cuddling and snuggling, and you know what happens after that, and why some terrible person came in and stole it out of our house, and it's not right, it's not fair. She was on, what was the name of the website again? Do you remember?
I don't remember. There was a couple of them, and there's a couple of videos that are out there that came from that. But
wasn't it Chatterbait? Wait a minute. I hate to say that I think I remember. Wasn't it Chatterbait?
Yeah.
Chatterbait.
Yes.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
And just so our audience out there knows, these are websites that, typically these are websites that some women go on and perform, and they make money off. It's a career for them, or a money-making option for them. And it's just mind-boggling that Susanna Gibson, a 40-year-old housewife nurse practitioner, thought that she could go on these websites and do these sex shows for what little amount of money she made and not have anybody know about it. It's just delusional. It's weird.
Wasn't there a question as well about whether the money was going to, and again, it comes through tokens. People buy tokens, and then they give the performers tokens, and I guess those tokens are then turned back into money by the performers. But wasn't there an allegation out there that she was taking these tokens for her political campaign?
There was, and there were some really small little self donations to her campaign during that time. Yeah. You know, typically she raised a lot of money, but then you see on her reports, you know, $113, mm-hmm. you know, that she deposited into her $50 that she deposited into her account. Mm-hmm. So it's very strange that if you've got, you know, a couple hundred thousand raised, why are you still giving yourself these little amounts of money? It raised a lot of questions, and that was never answered either.
Right.
In this whole investigation that went down.
Yeah, that's one of the big questions. There was other stuff you were following, some problems with like paperwork, right? Wasn't it out in Louisa? There was something involving that, I thought, with Louisa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in Louisa, so her paperwork, her signatures didn't match, and they were notarized, and it says on the form that it's a felony. It says on the form that if you do any kind of manipulating the signature where you sign or the notary signs, it's a felony. And her signatures did not match up whatsoever. The Louisa Police Department looked into it, and they told me that they thought something was amiss, but they didn't think it was their purview. So they sent it to the Secretary of the Commonwealth, Kelly G., down there in Glenn Youngkin's office, and nothing has come of it. And it's just, you know, strange and mind-boggling to me that you hear Susanna Gibson talk, and she's, you know, oh, I want to make it easier for people who have been exploited to do this.
Right.
Well, they need to make it easier. They need to make it easier to enforce election laws, because those signatures and those notary signatures clearly did not match. And the notary who signed it was the paralegal for John David Gibson, Susanna's husband. And she notarized, and the signature, Susanna Gibson's signatures did not match. And nothing's been done about that, and that is a felony.
Wow. All right, so there's that matter. And then I'm curious, and I want to remind everybody, Mike Dickinson is joining us. Mike is our resident citizen journalist doing stuff a little bit like Andy Ngo, in my opinion. Your stuff's getting picked up nationally, which I think is great. There's this whole thing now. She's playing the victim. Oh, my gosh, we have to do something to protect people. Now most of us who are decent people, I would think, would like to protect innocent people, no doubt about that. If you're doing that and somebody steals it and is then exploiting you, of course, I think we all agree that it's wrong. But how does she set up a nonprofit and then get a Republican delegate in Carrie Coyner to sign on to say, oh yeah, I'm going to bring this whole thing to the floor? I mean, I don't know. I'm just a little confused, Mike. I really am.
I don't think Carrie Coyner understands the reality of the situation, or she's just bought Susanna Gibson's boohoo lies. Mm. Because it's, you know, everybody out there, your devices and your pictures that you take personally should be safe. But if you go on Jerry Springer, or if you go on Phil Donahue, and you make, you know, if you make a fool of yourself, and you're of age and you've signed up and you've gotten the check and you've gotten paid, which is what Susanna Gibson did, I'm sorry, but that is what you chose to do. And it's living with the reality of your actions. I mean, a picture is worth 1,000 words. And Susanna Gibson's pictures that are going to live forever are the ones that are online, for whether she likes it or not.
Yeah. 1,000 words. Man, she is into the millions at this point with all of those pictures. I'll just tell you that. Mike, do me a favor. Remind everybody where they find you over on X, please.
Mike D4RVA.
All right, I love it. Now, you and I are going to set aside a time. You're still going to get to do your reporting stuff for us next week, but I want us to set aside a time where we can analyze this Netflix series, Mr. McMahon. I've finished last night. I sat down and thought I would watch a couple of minutes. I watched 3 episodes, and not that I'm anxious for the show to conclude today, but once it concludes, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to go watch the other 3. You've seen it all, haven't you?
Yes, it is phenomenal. Yeah. I thought the history of the WWE, the history of Vince, the history of the store, I thought it was phenomenal. And I mean, there are a few bumps in there to Vince, but I thought that it was a very phenomenal series.
All right, so next week sometime, we're going to budget some time. We're just going to talk about that. How's that?
Sounds good to me. Looking forward to that.
All right. Thank you, sir. Mike D. 4RVA over on X. Remember, follow Mike and follow Jeff Katz Show. All one word over on X. Jeff Katz Show on X. 515 Jeff Katz News Radio WR.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.